And now the game where we ask a very serious person silly questions. It's called Not My Job. So here we are at Tanglewood, a famed venue for classical music, and frankly, we have no idea how to behave. So we figured we'd ask an expert. Emmanuel Ax is a famed classical pianist who's played here so many times, he just moved in nearby to save on the commute. He's won 7 Grammy Awards, he's recorded with the world's greatest orchestras, and we are delighted to have him with us here. Emmanuel Ax, welcome.
Thank you so much. You're welcome.
Let's just go right to the important thing. Emmanuel Ax is the coolest, most macho name in classical music.
It is a little strange.
It's pretty good.
I had nothing to do with it.
Because, you know, we're going to go talk to Emmanuel Ax. And they were like, what is that, a metal band?
There are a lot of jokes, obviously.
Really?
Oh, many, many.
Do you know any better ones than that? Because that was pretty lame.
Well, they had... One of my favorites was I play quite often with my friend Yo-Yo Ma.
Yeah.
And there's a wonderful German violinist, and people had the idea of putting together the Lizzie Borden trio, because her name is Anne Sophie Mutter, so it would be the Ax Ma Mutter trio.
That may be the most public radio joke ever.
Bam.
Well, good one of the comedy stylings with Emmanuel Ax. So let's do some history. You grew up in Poland behind the Iron Curtain, as we used to call it.
Right.
And your family got out when you were about 10.
Exactly.
And what was the first thing you did when you got out to freedom?
Well, to be perfectly honest, the first great memory I have is we went. Warsaw, Paris, Paris, Montreal, Montreal, Winnipeg.
Wait a minute. So you're living in communist Poland, which I imagine a gray and dreary place, and then you go to Paris, and you're like, freedom, the West! Well, and then they make you go to Winnipeg.
Well...
That's like a cruel joke.
All we saw, actually, was the Paris airport.
Right.
At the time was Orly.
Yeah.
But the thing I remember is my first plate ever of French fries.
Really?
Aww.
And that was very special.
Really?
Yes. That was amazing.
You had never had French fries before? I hope you said, what a country. So you ended up at Juilliard as a young man, right?
Eventually, yeah.
Yeah, eventually. Yeah. And so you were one of those child prodigies?
No, not at all. No, I was just a normal piano student.
Really?
Pretty much, yeah.
Normal piano students tend not to end up at Juilliard, has been my experience.
Well, maybe normal for Juilliard.
Oh, I see.
I mean, but you know, there were people around me always who were so incredibly brilliant and gifted that I always sort of felt middle of the road.
Really?
Yeah.
And one of them was Yo-Yo Ma, right? He was there.
One of them was Yo-Yo. Yeah.
Right.
We met at school.
Really?
Yeah.
How did you meet?
We met at the Juilliard cafeteria. We were both eating.
Were you?
Yes.
How unusual. Is it true you made your first forays into the world of classical music through piano competitions?
Well, competitions are one way to sort of get noticed and get some concerts.
Well, basically. I know that you keep hearing about, you know, people who win, say, the Van Cliburn or whatever it may be, and all of a sudden their career is launched, they have recording contracts, they're playing with orchestras. So I imagine they're very competitive.
The competitions are competitive.
That's why they call them that.
Yeah. But actually... I will say, though...
I was an English major. I didn't want to know. But anyway, go on.
No, I will say, though, that they're actually... I think competition in any kind of activity like... music, art, literature, anything that's not done with a timer is actually impossible.
Right.
I mean, so in effect, what you're doing is you're entering a lottery.
Right.
You're hoping that you play well, you play your best on the day that you're heard, and you're hoping that the people who are judging will like what you do.
But don't you also hope that the others do badly?
As you say, it's competition. It's actually maybe not the best word. You could call it maybe, I don't know, the lottery festival.
The lottery festival.
Something, you know, something like that.
The Hunger Game.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Yes. It would be more exciting if they made you fight. It wouldn't last very long. You just have a bunch of guys going, not the hands, not the hands. One last question. You're a classical pianist. You've spent your life as a classical pianist. Do you and your colleagues think the word pianist is as funny as we do?
Actually, I often say piano player.
Really? Because you just don't even want to get within striking distance of saying that one wrong.
Yeah.
Well, Emmanuel Ax, you've been on this stage many times, but this time you're here to play a game we're calling...
You Make Men Irresistible to Women.
Oh, no, wait. That's not Emmanuel Ax. That's Ax Body Spray. I got confused.
Woo!
We're going to ask you three questions about the ubiquitous Axe body spray. Get two questions right. You'll win our prize for one of our listeners, Carl's voice, on their voicemail. Carl, who is Emmanuel Axe playing for?
Emmanuel is playing for Colette Dill of Springfield, Massachusetts.
Yes. Here we go. You ready to play?
I'm all set.
Oh, I can tell. At a meeting at the London ad agency that handled Axe in 2006, they came up with a killer idea in their ads. A woman, very attractive, would smell a guy who was wearing Axe and then say what? A, goodness, I would like to mate with you this very moment. B, hey, did something sexy die in here? Or C, Mr. Axe, please, this is Tanglewood, behave yourself. Or C, bum chicka chicka wow wow.
I would love it to be B.
You would.
It would be marvelous. I'm going to go for B.
You're going to go for B.
I'm going to go for B.
Did something sexy die in here? I wish it was too, but it was actually bomb chicka wow wow. The idea is a woman comes across a young man wearing Axe and immediately says bomb chicka wow wow and starts gyrating. All right. Very good. Still have two more chances here.
Okay.
Axe body spray is strong stuff. There can be consequences to its use. As in which of these cases? A, at a Connecticut high school in 2012, so many teenage boys wore Axe body spray, it created a toxic cloud that triggered the fire alarm. B, in 2010, a woman who tried to use it as bug spray in a pinch discovered it actually makes mosquitoes stronger. Or C, in certain cases, it turns out it melts your skin off.
Wow. Do I get a hint? I don't get a hint, do I?
Well?
It's A, B, or C.
It is A, B, or C.
And wait, Manny, boys do love to wear it. It's crazy. Like, 14-year-old boys go crazy with this stuff.
Yeah, but a toxic cloud? I think I'm being urged toward A.
I believe you are being urged towards A.
A.
A. A. A. It's A.
It's A.
Yes. Toxic cloud.
Thank you.
Very good. Last question. This is very exciting. Despite its reputation, Axe body spray has inspired acts of public service, as in which of these incidents? A, at a Dungeons and Dragons convention, a man with a bandolier filled with cans of Axe wandered around offering it to particularly stinky players. B, a public-minded citizen in Cleveland discovered it's the perfect chemical to remove graffiti from city landmarks. C, an anonymous philanthropist provides cans of Axe free of charge to the Arena Football League to use as smelling salts.
Oh.
That's tough. You know, that they all sound plausible.
Yes, well, that's the problem. Yeah.
I'm going to go for A.
You're going to go for A. You're right!
Hey!
Yes!
You're right.
You're right. Thank you. Thank you. It was the D&D convention. I don't know how the guys felt when some guy walked up with a bandolier of Axe body spray and said, here, try this, my friend. Carl, how did Emmanuel Axe do in our quiz?
He had two correct answers, Peter. That's good enough to win for Colette Dill. Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Emmanuel Axe is a multi-Grammy-winning pianist. Emmanuel Axe, thank you so much for joining us on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.